We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday. Fall definitely in the air on this beautiful day. Let's talk about the top spots in the Midwest to enjoy the season with is Cindy Richards, Editor-in-Chief, TravelingMom.com, based in Chicago. Cindy, thanks for joining us today. Family with three girls, and we have two fall traditions. One Saturday or Sunday, we have to pick apples, and then a couple of weeks down the road, we have to go get some pumpkins, despite our best efforts to grow them at home. Sometimes you get a lot, sometimes the squirrels eat them, so you have to go out and go to a pumpkin patch somewhere not too far away from the city of Chicago. Let's talk about two levels of fall adventures. I mean, one, apple picking and pumpkins, and then maybe a long weekend to go check out some fall colors. So what are your recommendations for pumpkins and apples this time of year?
Well, you know, we're really lucky where we live because it's not too far outside of the city and you can find a lot of options for picking apples, a lot of options for picking pumpkins. But, you know, once in a while you get one that's really quite over the top. And I think Gobert's pumpkin patch in Pingree Grove, try and say all
been
that
there.
Fast. Is there you go.
Yeah.
So did you ride the pumpkin train?
Oh, yes, of course.
Slide
you have to.
Dinosaur?
You go down the pumpkin slide, you ride the pumpkin train, you get the pumpkin donuts, you get the cider, and you get everything, all the accoutrement along with going out in the field and picking a pumpkin.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing about the fall, right, is how unpredictable it is for when the colors are going to be at their peak. And we always want to go there when they're at their peak because it's really disappointing to plan the weekend and then you get there and all the leaves have already fallen off. And especially with our unpredictable weather of late, it's hard to know. You know, just because it was the second week in October last year doesn't mean it will be this year. So what I always recommend to people is you want to Google it, honestly. Google fall foliage, and you can find maps by state. The states actually take information from locals and put together a map of where the colors are already changing and with predictions of where they're going to change in the future. And there's a national map. I looked at it this morning. And, you know, parts of northern Wisconsin, northern Michigan are already in full color. So you can plan your trip accordingly.
And also, I mean, it's too late now to have this word to the wise, but maybe for fall of 2023, there are some events that already fill up like during the summer. So you should start thinking about fall adventures maybe in July or August, which is kind of counterintuitive, but you got to stay ahead of everybody else having the same idea.
Well, it depends on what you want to do. I mean, if you really want to, you know, have a big adventure, but it's always free and it's always available to get in the car and take a drive. You don't have to actually go to an event, although it's always fun. And, you know, who doesn't love a dinosaur that eats pumpkins? But, you can just drive to a forest preserve. You can drive to the botanic gardens. You can go to the Morton Arboretum. It's really easy to do it close. My absolute favorite thing to do in the fall does require reservations, and that's to drive up north in Michigan, take the Tunnel of Trees, which is M119 north of Petoskey. It runs for about 20 miles, and literally the trees have grown over the road, and in the fall, the colors, it is quite magical to take that drive. And then if you really are motivated, you can just keep on going, get on the ferry and head over to Mackinac Island and splurge on a night or two at the Grand Hotel.
And Tunnel of Trees is one of Bruce Springsteen's lesser known songs, by the way. But you didn't know that. But going through Michigan and Wisconsin, are there any On the Wisconsin side of things, I mean, you know, there's the elegant farmer for picking apples at
world's best apple pie.
Yes, the pie in the bag, and if you want to make an adventure out of it, go to the Electric Railroad Museum in East Troy, and then take an old time trolley car to the elegant farmer, and then your car is waiting for you at the end.
I have not done that. I'm going to give it a try.
Well, now I've taught you something. So this is a very beneficial exchange for the both of us. Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of the TravelingMom.com based in Chicago.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.